Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries Podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Welcome. There will be two readings in each of the segments of this podcast entitled Scripture Readings. All readings will be read from the New International Version, the NIV. Readings will be taken from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 10, and Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. Verses 36b through 55. Hear the word of the Lord. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon, they will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lamb leap like a deer and the tongue of the dumb shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow, and a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there. Nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransom of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. And now from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 46b through 55. My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arms. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and to his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. At this time, we'll take a break and listen to Psalms 146 in song by Corner Room Music.
To the earth, on that very day, his plans perish. Oh, blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever. Executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry.
continue with readings from the book of James, chapter 5, verses 7 through 10, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. Be patient, then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crops and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or we'll be judged. Or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. And now, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, beginning at the second verse through verse 11. When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who has come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about him. "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in kings' palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there is not one risen any greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The word of the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, do not let your word go out void. Let the reader and every listener be blessed as they prepare to apply your word to their daily living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled Victory Song, Psalm 118. Tim and Marmar Graham Smith, vocalist.
Yes, it is so much better to trust in
so much better to trust in the Lord. You're my anchor, my fortress. I look to you, Lord. Oh, where would I be if I never met the lover of my soul? Oh, where would I be if I never met the lover?
Many people who are physically challenged for whatever reasons and are unable to read God's word for themselves. Then there are others who enjoy listening to the scriptures being read or sung. I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of godsword.eprn.us. And I am elated to be counted among personalities as Alexander Gorby, James Earl Jones, and Victory Boyd, who meets the needs of God's people in this capacity.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to blackstarfundllp.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.